Am Mittwoch, den 28.11.2018, spielte Lukman Adekunle Salami, aka Ally Salami, im Karlsruhe-Bahnhof in Heidelberg. Der britische Singer-Songwriter hat erst vor kurzem sein zweites Studioalbum herausgebracht und tourt nun durch Europa. Wir haben den Künstler im Interview getroffen und ihn gefragt, was die Leute seiner Meinung nach auf jeden Fall über ihn wissen sollten.
How I take my cognac, I guess. People should know that. I like a double and just a little squeeze of lemon in there as well. Just to round up the taste.
Außerdem haben wir uns noch erklären lassen, was genau sein Künstlername L.A. Salami eigentlich bedeutet.
It's my initials and my surname. So L.A. stands for Lukman Adekunle and Salami is my surname. So, my name is pretty cool, to be honest. It means king to a house of honors. It comes from Nigeria and it's a Muslim Nigerian name. So Salami comes from Salam. And Lukman is also like of a Muslim orientation. And Adekunle is very, very, very Nigerian. But yeah, it's just a nice name. I enjoy it. I've become attached to it and I just thought I'd use it.
Was man noch über Lukman wissen sollte, ist, dass mal als einer der 10 stylischsten Musiker bezeichnet wurde. Ist ihm das wichtig?
No, it's not important to me. But I kind of, because before I didn't really care, but now I feel, why shouldn't I care? Why should I not care? You know what I mean? That's pretty cool. I don't so much put any pride in how I appear, but I do express myself by how I appear. So, but you know, before I say that I don't know much about fashion, maybe I should learn about fashion. Yeah, exactly. Just putting colors next to each other and putting stuff over your naked body. Otherwise it would be awkward, you know?
Zurück zu den Hard Facts. Am 13. April 2018 erschien sein zweites Studioalbum City of Bootmakers. Wir wollten wissen, wie sich die Arbeit am neuen Album vom vorherigen unterschied.
Differed because I recorded it with someone else. I recorded it with Robbie Moore, who's got a studio in Berlin. He's a good friend of mine. Due to that reason, already, it was obviously a lot more of an easy atmosphere. He understands my idiosyncrasies, so like even when we argue, we just get over it. The fact that we can argue is good, because the album before, I don't really know the guy, so he didn't know me or know my characteristics. Or he was a very straight-laced studio recording guy, and my whole recording atmosphere is very loose and jammy, and like, let's see what happens sort of thing. And that may lead to like tension, so and in order to get over time, you need to have a fight. So you're able to do that with someone you're closer to. So it just made for a lot better and a lot more memorable process. And it was really fun, actually. So.
Salamis Jugendzeit war sehr bewegt. Aufgewachsen in unterschiedlichen Pflegefamilien, hielt sich nie länger als ein paar Monate an einem Ort auf. Uns hat daher interessiert, wie im Hinblick darauf nun das Tourleben erlebt.
I suppose I was spoiled when I was a kid because I'm used to going on long drives to places. So yeah, I guess that aspect of it is already there. I don't know, there's always a subconscious imprint of that memory going through every time I'm taking a long journey anyway. So yeah, it just reminds me of those times. Touring depends really on how you feel at the time because, you know, the sort of person that won't go out of his room for months on end. But at the same time, when you're constantly moving, you have sort of everyday purpose or whatever and sort of distract you from day-to-day life problems.
Zusätzlich zu seinem neuen Album wird auch ein Buch veröffentlichen und verkauft selbst gemalte Kunstwerke. Da stellt sich uns die Frage, ob sich auch als Dichter und Künstler sieht.
To me, personally, I've always felt that I'd say I'm an artist first, but all art is poetry, you know? To me, a Picasso is just as much poetry as like Tennyson or Beethoven, you know what I mean? The act of poetry is cementing a moment in time or authentically as possible. That is easy but accessible to other people. But I feel you have to have a poet's soul in order to, like Picasso to me is someone with a poetic soul, so like it makes sense that he can do that, you know what I mean? Or when I look at his work, I can see poetry.
Wenn an so vielen Bereichen der Kunst interessiert ist, wie kam dann überhaupt genau zur Musik?
Because I always wrote songs in my head, so I would always, because I'd be writing poetry when I was a kid anyway, and then I think it just sort of developed into fantasizing about playing music, but it was just an extra thing that I would be thinking about. It wasn't any more or less important than any other art form, because I've always found all the art forms equally important, and like the amalgamation of all the art forms to me is film. So, because that sort of uses all the classical art forms to create the most significant modern art form.
Zum Schluss haben wir LA Salami noch gefragt, ob er ein bestimmtes Ziel vor Augen hat.
I'd say it's not a goal orientation thing, it's more about knowing who you are, and I guess that goes hand in hand with a goal, just to be authentic.